Welcome to the Bridge International Church, an English-speaking church located in the western suburbs of Paris. Here at the Bridge, we are committed to helping you discover God's plan for your life, relate to others, grow in your relationship with God, and experience life in the freedom of Christ. Join us as we listen to this week's message from the Bridge.
We are doing this series called David, an Unlikely Hero, and today we're going to talk about David being an unlikely warrior. And we have this verse that the chef just read for us. So I want to make sure everybody can see this verse. He said, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." The Bible said that. The chef, she read it for us. And we are going to go to a story in 1 Samuel 17. So it was a book written by Samuel, who's this great prophet. And you have in chapter 17 this situation where there's two armies. There's one that are the Philistines, and you have one that are the Israelites. And they're both set up on hills opposite each other. There's a valley in the middle of them. Both armies are set up because they both wanted the high ground. You know, if one of the armies went down in to fight the other army, then they'd have to climb up the hill. And, you know, it's just not a very strategic choice. So it's kind of a standoff. Nobody wanted to move. And then you have this guy, and you see behind us a drawing of him. You have this guy named Goliath. And this is about how tall he was. He was 9 feet tall. If you could imagine that, it's taller than anybody you've ever seen. It's taller than any of the real tall basketball players that you might see on TV. And what I'm going to ask right now is we want to see what Goliath was like. And we've got some armor that we want to put on Goliath. So I need 4 volunteers. I need some of the kids to help me out. Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, right over there. Okay, come on. Come on up. You two guys, yeah, come on up. Amanda's going to help you guys out because Goliath has some awesome armor. Okay, yeah, awesome. Okay, he has a helmet, you know, and if they can reach him, you know, they're going to put the helmet on there. A lot of this armor was huge and heavy. Oh, wow. Wow, good job. He's getting the helmet up there. Can you press it in? Excellent, excellent. And then there was this armor. This armor weighed over 50 kilograms. How did she lift that 50 kilograms? Was that really it's so heavy it won't stay on the wall. Goliath's armor weighed over 50. Uh-oh, see, it's heavy. It weighed over 50 kilograms. Can you imagine wearing that around? This is how strong Goliath was. Then there was a shield that Goliath had. He would hold this big shield to protect himself. And that armor is so heavy. so heavy. Basically, Goliath was like, he was like the best warrior you could ever imagine. You know, if you've ever seen, you know, somebody fight, Goliath was the fighter you would want if you were looking for a strong warrior. So there's his shield. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for putting up his shield on there. And then last, we have this spear. Now the spear, just the tip of the spear, just that top part, weighed over 7 kilograms. Can you imagine how heavy that is? And this was a weapon that Goliath would just carry around. He'd run around the field with, throw it, use it as a weapon. So this is a Goliath. Let's give these kids a hand. Good job. Good job, you guys. So you're here, you have this ferocious warrior, Goliath, and he is standing over on the Philistine side. And let's go into the story and see what happens. So we're going to put it up on the screen, or you can follow along in 1 Samuel chapter 17. We're going to look at verse 8. It says, "Goliath stood and shouted a taunt across to the Israelites." You know, so he's like, "Nah, nah, nah, nah," you know. No, this is what he said, though. "Choose one man to come down here and fight me. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. So if somebody could defeat Goliath, the whole army of the Philistines would become their slaves. And because of that, their entire nation would be their slaves. If he kills me, then we will be your slaves. But if I kill him, remember, he's got this spear with a 7-kilogram tip on it. He's got 50 kilograms armor on him. He's got a shield. He's got a helmet. He's huge. He's over 9 feet tall. But if I kill him, you will be our slaves. And then it gets personal here. He says, I defy the armies of Israel today. Then it goes on in verse 11 to say, when Saul was the king at the time of the Israelites. Now Saul himself, they said he was a head taller than all the other Israelites. So he wasn't big like Goliath, but he was a tall guy. That's why they had chosen him to be king. When Saul and the Israelites heard this, they were terrified and deeply shaken. Have you ever been so afraid that you just shook? You know, you were just so afraid. I've been cold, you know, I shook. But if something gets you really afraid, I went this last week to Disneyland with my kids, and they made me ride that Tower of Terror ride, you know, where it drops you up and down. And I was so scared. I love it, though. I love it. Every time I get in there, I'm like, why do I ride this thing? It's so scary. I love it, you know. But we're dropping, and I was just so tense, you know. And you could just feel that fear in your body sometimes when you just shake and tremble. That's what was going on with Saul and the Israelites. They saw Goliath, this big warrior. They said, I'm not going out there to fight him, because if I lose, then we're going to be their slaves. So why did they do this? This was a fairly common thing in ancient armies, is they would choose a champion, and one champion from one side would fight against the other champion on the other side. But you know what they really believed was, they really believed that the gods that these nations served would determine who won. You know, some of you older guys getting into college and lycée, maybe you've read like the Iliad and the Odyssey, and you see how they believed were these gods that different nations worship, not the god that we worship, but just all kinds of different gods they made up and would worship. That whichever god was strongest, that soldier, that champion would win. So that makes it even worse that Saul was so afraid, because he served the one true God, but he was afraid that God wasn't big enough to help them defeat this soldier Goliath. And I want to ask you, how often are you afraid of something? How often does something seem too big for you? You know, if you have a problem going on that just seems like you can't do it. You know, you've got something difficult at school. You've got a challenge going on at work. You adults, maybe you've got a huge project that you're dealing with, something that is really beyond the scope of what you've done before. When was a time when something felt too big for you? Saul, even though he was the biggest and the tallest of the Israelites, he felt like Goliath was too big. This went on not just for a few days. This went on for 40 days. Over a month they were out there, and every day Goliath would come out like this. He would mock them. He would taunt them and say, just send anybody out. Send one person out. See if they can defeat me. Let's go on and we're going to pick up in the story in verse 32. David comes along. Now, David is not in the army. David is not a soldier. Can you kids that are in the room, can you imagine if there was a war going on, you deciding, I'm just going to walk out there and I'm going to say, you know, hey, let me get in the middle of this. You're not a soldier. You know, you haven't been in the army or anything. You're just arriving there to bring lunch to your brothers and sisters. That's what David was doing. His father sent him to go check on his brothers who were soldiers in the army. And David shows up there, and David hears Goliath over there saying, you know, I challenge you. I defy you. I defy the armies of Israel. And what happens is David, he really strongly believes that God can help him do anything. So let's pick it up here in verse 32. David was talking about fighting Goliath. And so Saul hears about it. So Saul has him brought in. He's like, maybe this is a champion that we can send out to fight Saul, to fight Goliath. But then Saul sees David. David is not a big guy like Saul. David's just a little guy. You know, he was probably about 17 or 18 at this time. He wasn't even very old. So David comes in. He says, don't worry about this Philistine. Don't worry about that big guy Goliath across the way. I'll go fight him. You know, David, he's a shepherd boy. That was his job at home. He would go out and he would take care of the sheep. So the shepherd comes in, delivers lunch to his brothers, and then goes talk to the king and says, don't worry. Don't worry. You see Goliath over there with the 50-kilogram armor on his chest shouting at us? Don't worry. I'll go fight him. I'll take care of this. And Saul replies the way we probably would reply. He says, don't be ridiculous. There's no way you can fight this Philistine and possibly win. You're only a boy, and he's a man, been a man of war since his youth. So he had been a soldier a long time. He's so big. He had been fighting in their army since probably way before he was David's age. Now what happens is that Saul decides that he's going to help David out. David starts telling Saul, I'll tell you why I can do this. There's a reason. When I've been watching the sheep, there's been lions and bears come to me. Anybody ever seen a lion and bear in real life? Maybe in a zoo, maybe somewhere else, hopefully not real close up. A lion and bear, they're big and they're ferocious. And he says, I've defeated lions and bears when they try to attack my sheep. So in verse 36, this is what David says to Saul. I've done this to both lions and bears. He talked about how he'd grab hold of them and hit them with his club. And he would kill them before they could ever kill the sheep. Because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to have dinner and they were trying to eat his sheep. He says, I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too. For he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine, this big Goliath across the way. And that's our big idea today that I want you to remember, is that God can help us all do great things. David knew that God had helped him in the past, and so he knew that God would help him again. God can help us all do great things. It's not just for the soldiers. It's not just for your mom and dad. It's for you too. It's for each one of us. So then, and Jeremiah is going to come, and he's going to help me with something here. We want to look at verse 38. It says, then Saul gave David his own armor, and David put it on. He strapped the sword over it and took a step or two. Hey, Jeremiah, come on up here. He took a step or two to see what it was like, for he had never worn such things before. Now, Jeremiah is going to help me. Jeremiah, King Saul, he thought that David needed to dress like him to be successful. So I was going to help you today, because I don't dress like this all the time, but sometimes as a pastor, I have to wear a suit. And so I was wondering if you could help me out and you could dress like me, and then maybe you could help us with some things today. So I've got some pants for you today. Do you think you could wear those? You can put those on here. Why don't you go ahead and try to put those pants on? And then, this is going to work great. This is going to be awesome. See, Saul was convinced that for David to be a great warrior, he needed to be like him. So I thought, you know, I could take a break today. I thought maybe somebody else could help me preach. And if you dress like me, then you could probably do it. What do you think, Jeremiah? Oh, yeah, you're getting this. See, because, yeah, now, that is awesome. Now, here is this, you know, this is where it's all at. You know, you got to have the good suit coat. Yeah, we have a belt. We have a tie. I mean, it can all go on there. I think it will work perfectly. Let's do the tie here. I'm really good at tying ties. So let's see something here. If I can do this for you. Okay. How are you feeling so far, Jeremiah? Are you ready? Are you ready to preach today? Do you think you could finish the message?
Yes.
All right. I love that. That's confidence. This kid is awesome. Okay. Now, I almost got it. Okay. That is going to be a really, really good tie knot. Well, there we go. Okay. Now, could you walk around a little bit, you think? Uh-oh. The belt fell off. Uh-oh. Okay. How is that? Let's turn around and show everybody here. The pants are too big. Do these not fit? What do you think, Jeremiah? Do you think these are too big for you? Yeah. I didn't even think about that. These look really large. Well, I thought for sure if you dressed up like me that we would be able to do the same thing. But I don't think that worked out too well for David. He said the armor was too big for him. Do you think all this is too big for you? Like it doesn't fit you right? Man, I'm sorry. That was my fault. Thank you for being willing to help me, though. Let's give Jeremiah a big hand. Awesome. We'll take it off here. I'm gonna have to speak to my tailor, and maybe we'll get a new size next time. Very good. Very good. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, even if Jeremiah could get that suit on and wear it, it wasn't going to help him know what I had prepared to share with you guys. And in the same way, when David gets on Saul's armor, he's walking around and he can barely move. You know, it's this great big armor for this big guy like Saul. And David says in verse 39, I can't go in these. He says, I'm not used to them. So David took them off, just like Jeremiah. He took them off. He says, I don't need this. See, Saul thought that the size of the armor of the champion would determine who would win. He had forgotten that he served the one true God. And that's why he was afraid. And that's why David wasn't. David knew that God had helped him defeat a lion. It helped him defeat a bear. And I'm guessing, I don't know about you, but you know, bears, a lot of times, you know, they'll stand up on their hind legs. They're tall. They're going to be as tall as this guy, Goliath. And lions, man, I don't want to be anywhere close to those guys. You see their teeth and they roar. And I just do not want to be their next meal. If David had faced down an animal like that, his confidence is probably pretty high. If God could help him defeat those bears and lions, surely he could help him defeat a guy like Goliath. So David understood that, but Saul didn't. We want to read and see what David did at that point. So he couldn't wear Saul's sword and shield and armor. He couldn't get the 50 kilogram armor like Goliath did. But in verse 40, it says he picked up 5 smooth stones from a stream and put them in a shepherd bag. Now, you've probably heard this story before if you've been in church very long. A lot of times we think, oh, you know, we've been down by a river, you know, and we pick up some stones and it's round and smooth and small. And, you know, he just probably put it in a slingshot, you know, got all ready to go. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, these were rocks. These were stones, you know, probably the size of a baseball or so. I mean, they were going to do some damage. David knew what he was doing. He wasn't just going out there on a whim. He knew that God had helped him before. And he puts these stones in a shepherd's bag, and then armed only with his shepherd's staff and sling. That's all he went out there. No sword, no shield. He started across the valley to fight the Philistines. Now, I want to remind you guys of our big idea today. God can help us all do great things. Just like David, maybe you feel like you're too small. Maybe you feel like you don't have enough experience. Maybe you're facing a challenge at work or at school that you have never faced before. And you've seen other people do things and you always assumed that they had something that you didn't. But you can go with this confidence that God will help you. And Jesus Christ will give us that strength we need. We don't need to pretend to be someone we're not. David was this young guy. He wasn't a warrior. We don't have to pretend like we're someone else or be like someone else. God will help us do great things. Now, I want to go to verse 45 in 1 Samuel 17. And David goes out there, and this is what David says to the Philistines in verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin." We see all this armor he's dressed up in here. "You come against me with all that, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Then it goes on in verse 47. "All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." So not only was David confident that God would help him win, but he was saying, it's going to be clear to everybody because I'm not coming out here with a sword. I'm not coming out here with a shield. That's all the stuff Goliath has. I'm just coming out as a shepherd. And it is going to be clear to everyone that I will win today because God made me able to win. It's the same God who you defied, who you came out here and thought you could stand against, that he is going to give you into my hands. Now in verse 49, reaching into his shepherd's bag and taking out a stone, he takes his sling and he hurls it and he hits the Philistine in the forehead. It says the stone sank in and Goliath stumbled and fell face down on the ground. Imagine the scene. You've still got these armies up on either hill and they see this little scrawny kid go down and you see big Goliath come lumbering out with his spear. He's probably getting ready to throw it at David right then. He's got all this armor on. And you're thinking, you know, what is happening here? The Philistines are excited because they're obviously going to win. The Israelites are even more afraid than they were before because there's no way the shepherd is going to be able to win. But instead, the stone hits Goliath. He falls down. It says, "So David triumphed over the Philistine with only a sling and a stone, for he had no sword." Now, I'm going to ask, we're going to pass out some cups. And we've got some markers for the kids. There's also some pins nearby you. You can use those. So we think we have enough cups for everybody. It's a pretty full group this morning. But I think adults and kids, you know, can grab a cup. And we'll see how it goes. I want you to hang on to that. I'm going to tell you what that is for in a minute. But I want to remind you as they're passing those out of our verse that the chef introduced us to earlier. Our verse from Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Okay, so all the kids in the room, I can do all things through who? Christ. And Christ who gives me what? Strength. Okay, so we can receive strength from Jesus Christ to do all things. What are some of the things that seem like giants in your life? David, he had to literally go out there and face this giant warrior. But for us, it's different. You may not see a big, ugly guy like Goliath here in front of you. But if you have a big problem, it's the same as what David went through. So I want each of you to think today, what is a giant in your life? A giant is something that seems too big. It seems too scary. It seems too hard. And as you receive these cups, what I want you to do is I want you to think about for you, what is a giant? And I want you to write on that cup. Kids, maybe your parents can help you. I want you to write that giant on your cup. So maybe for you, Math in school. Math is my giant. I never seem to be able to do good at it. I never can understand. That's like a giant for me. I know we've got some kids here this morning. They're going to start new schools in about a month. That may be a giant for you. My new school, I don't know anybody there. I haven't been there. It seems like a giant to you. Anything like that. Adults, maybe you're looking for a job right now. Maybe you're at a new phase in your life where you've been studying, or you're with one company and you're looking for something. Maybe that job search is like a giant. Maybe it seems like everybody else is out there and you're just like a needle in a haystack, and surely no one is ever going to choose you. Maybe you've been at it for a while and you're discouraged. Maybe someone in your family is having a real hard time. Kids, sometimes your brothers or sisters or your parents, maybe they're going through a hard time and you don't know how to help them. You don't know what to do for them. Maybe you could write their name on the cup. Not that they're the problem, but helping them seems like the problem. Write something on that cup. Maybe there's a group of people that don't seem like they like you. Maybe it makes you sad. Maybe it makes you angry. That's a giant in your life. I want to remind you of our big idea on the screen. God can help us all do great things. Now, I'd like to talk to all the adults in here for a minute, because some of us, we hear this story and maybe we've heard it before. Maybe we've heard it since we were little. I just want to challenge you. Sometimes we forget that these aren't just stories for kids. They're not just in there for that reason. God has put this in the Bible for a reason. He wants us to learn from a story like this. Your odds of success in life, your odds of meeting the challenge you're facing right now, they don't depend on how smart you are. They don't depend on you figuring it out. Whatever your biggest problem is, God wanted you to hear this story this morning. He wanted you to hear something that maybe you've just put off in a corner, say, oh yeah, David and Goliath, David and Goliath, David and Goliath. I've heard that. He wanted you this morning to hear this. What is your giant? I want you to write something on that cup. And we're going to pray right now to close the service. And I would like you to pray with me. If you're still thinking about what you want to write on the cup or write something down, you can continue to do so. But everybody else, I would like you to join me. We want to pray today, and we want to ask God to help us like he helped David. And we also want to thank him for the good things that he has done in our life. Let's pray together right now. Kids around the room, maybe you just want to close your eyes so you don't get distracted by the things around you. You can just hold your cup there in your hands. But let's pray together, and you say these words in your heart, and you can pray right along with me. Thank you, God. Thank you for helping us to do great things. Thank you that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Thank you for times in the past when you've helped us when we needed it most. Thank you, Jesus, that there is no problem too big for you to help us. You will help us defeat the giants in our lives, just like you helped David defeat Goliath. We will always remember that it's you that gives us strength, and we can do all things through you. Just like David said, everyone will know that it's the Lord who has given you into our hands. God, we want to always remember and tell others that it's you that helps us deal with our biggest problems, with things that seem like giants to us. We will thank you, just like David. We will tell everyone that you are the reason we are able to do great things. We pray in your name, Jesus, with hearts full of love for you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to get in touch or find out more about the Bridge International Church, please visit our website, www.thebridgeparis.com.